hikers, and welcome back to Roaming Backpacks with Elliot Sinwell. This episode is going to consist of just a brief introduction of just hiking and backpacking in itself. First, I'd like to kind of get to, like, the definition of backpack going and have you guys get an understanding of what it is. I'd like to say that backpacking is more than just carrying a backpack. It's more about the adventure itself, the sightseeing, the animals, the mountaintops that you'll cross, and just the self-reliance of maintaining the trip itself. I'd also like to talk about the challenges of backpacking. There are many challenges that come to backpacking, whether that consists of physical, mental, equipment, the gear you use, and just the weather and the navigational difficulties that come into backpacking. There are many challenges of backpacking in itself, but one of the ones that I want to talk about today is physical exertion. This consists of just making sure you're hydrated, making sure you're eating the right food, packing the right food for when you have to eat, packing enough water when you need to drink water, or even safe water, or even like a life straw. A life straw can go a long ways when you run out of water. Unpredictable weather can really change somebody's hiking experience. So making sure you have the right equipment, right rain gear or snow gear, really makes or breaks the trip, I would say. Overcoming some of the physical and mental challenges of hiking can also lead to personal changes within your life, whether that consists of resilience or just realizing when you're satisfied. Usually when you're done with a hiking trip, you understand the physical ability and the mental ability that you had to use to accomplish this hike or adventure. And that is when you realize that you are really satisfied with yourself, and you may start to learn some of your abilities and limits. Backpacking and hiking is not just the hike itself. There's a lot of preparation and planning that come into play. You got to know where you're going, when you're going, what food you're going to take, which route you're going to be on, because the route determines whether you're going to bring food, what kind of equipment you're going to bring. All this comes into play when you're planning a trip. Even driving out to the mountain or the hill makes a huge difference, because if you want to get out there at a certain time but traffic is heavy, you may need to plan to leave early so you can get out there on the time that you want to be out there. Making sure you have your backpack set up can be huge as well. If you have the right backpack, you know where all your stuff is, then you'll be set to go on your trip. If you don't know where any of your stuff is, you may become confused while hiking. And if in an emergency situation, you need to pull something out of it that all in all could possibly save your life, you'd want to know where the equipment is. Some gear recommendations that I kind of want to offer you guys is making sure you have a really nice backpack, something that is sturdy enough to be able to hold all your items within. Maybe even packing a tent. I would say that a tent can be crucial to either make or break your hike. If it becomes raining and you don't have a tent, you may be cold and wet for your entire trip out there. A sleeping bag might be really helpful while on your trip. You don't want to be cold while you're sleeping at night. Hiking boots is also huge when hiking. I have my own pair of boots, which they're also waterproof, so I'm able to walk in all types of weather conditions without getting my feet wet, and they won't sweat while I'm wearing them either. And making sure you have the right clothing, like either if it's a really sunny day, you don't want to get too burnt, you don't want to sweat too much, so you want to wear a lot of air wicking clothing that lets your body be able to breathe so you don't overheat while you're on the hiking trail. Cooking equipment is also huge when hiking. I've got myself a Jetboil grill. It's just kind of a speed grill or a speed heater that boils water very fast. I think like a minute is what it takes. But honestly, you can cook anything in it. Usually what I cook is just ramen. It's really easy, but you can cook other things in them. And I want to stress that selecting gear appropriate for the specific trip and conditions is huge, because if you have the wrong equipment for the wrong environment, then you're going to be either really cold, really wet, or really hot. And making sure you're dressed for the right environment and have the right equipment for the right environment, again, makes or breaks your trip. Having a first aid kit in your backpack is extremely crucial in a sense to safety when you're hiking on a trip alone, and even if you're with like a partner or a group. I also want to say this, when you're backpacking, just make sure you're leaving no trace on the trail. It's super important to minimize the impact on natural ecosystems, making sure that the trail is preserved and not torn apart by you or your trash, just to allow for others to enjoy the trail and not have to pick up your own trash. Thank you for listening to this brief introduction about just backpacking itself. I want to pan out for you what these next couple episodes are going to look like. I'm going to have a couple interviews with other people and just have conversations with just some friends that have experience in backpacking and what their experiences were like, some stories that they may have, some equipment advice that they'll have for us, as well as maybe some tips that they'll give us